Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the November 23rd regular meeting of the University City Council to order at around 6:31. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Kusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. You have before you the agenda as laid out for you. I believe there is at least one modification that was discussed during the study session. Mr. Smotherson, Mr. Hales.
Mayor Crow, I'll make that modification once at her appointment time.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on then to approval of minutes. You have before you the October the 12th study session minutes regarding the Economic Development Strategic Task Force. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Kusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before the October 26th study session minutes for the youth, police, and senior programs. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion to approve by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Kusick. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the regular minutes of the October 26th 2020 City Council meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We'll now move forward to the appointments to the boards and commissions. First one is Ms. Klein.
I would like to nominate Sandra Hewitt for reappointment to the Senior Commission.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Kusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Klein.
I would like to nominate Diane Clark for reappointment to the Senior Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Kusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'd like to nominate Al Fleischer to the Plan Commission, replacing Mike Miller. And I also wanted to take this time to thank Mike Miller for his 11 or 12 years of service to that commission, but also to this city.
Yeah, long time. I agree. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, sir. I'd like to nominate Charlotte Colonna to the Civil Service Board. With the exception of delaying her appointment to that board, I would say start at the beginning of the year 2021.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there a second?
Just a point of clarification. We're approving the appointment, but are we delaying the swearing in?
That's correct. She will not be sworn in and seated until January the 1st of 2021. Is there a second?
Seconded
by Mr. Kusick. Is there other discussion? Mr. McMahon, is that discussion?
Yes. Yeah, real quickly. I'm assuming that Mr. Waxenberg consents to continuing on.
I believe Mr. Waxenberg is in the middle of a civil service hearing that needs to be concluded prior to the appointment of a new member. Am I correct, Mr. Hales?
Yes, he and I spoke last month, and he was agreeable to continue until his replacement is sworn in.
Thanks.
Any Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. For those people who are watching the broadcast, we have a number of folks who were sworn into a variety of commissions over the past month. There were eight of them: Esley Hamilton, Derek Deaver, Brandon Bradshaw, Edwin Massey, Charles Gascon, Victoria Gonzalez, Cynthia Zerwis, and Lawrence White. To all of those folks, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. We'll also move past the citizen participation. We had no citizen comments for this evening's meeting turned into Ms. Reese. And again, we do thank all of our citizens for working with us during these challenging times. You have before you the consent agenda with five items on it from the city manager. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose, I'll turn it over to you for the city manager's report.
Honorable Mayor and council members, before I get to this first item, I would like to also share with you that I've received input from several residents regarding two items. One is the TNR ordinance that I have asked Mr. Cross to bring forward to a study session on December the 14th for your consideration. And secondly, there have been residents that have asked the council to consider a change in the ordinance that regulates the number of pets that a household can have. And it's my intention to ask the Parks and Recreation Board to consider that ordinance and provide you with a recommendation. So up under the city manager's report, this item asks for the mayor and council to receive a report from Trivers on the space needs analysis, schematic design deliverables, and to, I am recommending acceptance of that report. And I would ask Mr. Sinan Aplasan, our public works director, to introduce this item. Sinan?
Have a good evening. The item is to present the deliverables from the schematic design completion of the city space needs analysis, as well as the related cost estimates. We have the study consultant Trivers Associates team, Amanda Trumper and Bob Schwartz, to present the information with your permission.
We'll turn things over to Ms. Trumper.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having us. Sinan, do you have the presentation, T-Dub?
Yeah.
Okay. I can also share my screen if that helps. There we go. Wonderful, thank you. So this presentation is really just to kind of mark a bit of a conclusion for our study. We completed the programming, the visioning, all of the individual interviews. We did the conceptual designs. You can go to the next slide, please. Thank you. All right. So the option that we looked at to develop further was this option, which moved as few departments as possible. And so we're all familiar with this kind of this slide. This is really just a high level summary of the areas in which we chose to take to take our scope just a little bit farther to make sure that our assumptions about space actually worked in the space. And so we went forward with some test fit studies. Now, I know council received as an attachment to this, the actual detailed plans. This presentation isn't gonna go into detail on those plans. I would like to point out though that we had some great successes, I think, with the space planning exercise. And we were able to prove out that yes, indeed, our findings and our expectations that all the program would fit into these buildings and into these areas, it in fact does. So if we can go to the next slide, I'm just gonna kind of do a bit of just a narrative overview of what we learned from the space planning. So for City Hall, there were very minimal changes to City Hall. With the exception of floors 3 and 4, we made some workplace improvements for those departments on 3 and 4, that's Public Works and Planning and Development. So we've also had the opportunity to move council chambers out of the 5th floor into the Trinity with this program. And we included elevator upgrades for the City Hall and as well new accessible plumbing facilities. And there's a great benefit to that. You now get unisex facilities on every single floor in City Hall rather than having to go up and down by gender. So we've created great improvements to accessibility throughout the building. For the annex, we've moved the police into the annex. As well, there's a connector building between the annex and City Hall. We all know it's kind of this, you know, one story over basement connector. In the connector, we were able to successfully fit this one-stop concept with Public Works, with Planning and Development, Finance, and the court clerk functions, as well some shared break areas with access to natural light, some good conferencing that can be shared, and those can be public conference rooms. This can also be used for commissions and boards. So we've created some great public functions in this new front door of City Hall. As well, then the remainder of Annex, the 3-story plus basement structure of Annex is now 100% police programming. There's a security checkpoint that I failed to mention in that connector building that gets you into the main door of City Hall, which also is your main point of access to the Annex. The police are wholly functioned in there. And then we did include some assumptions about structural retrofit to get that building into where it needs to be for essential services to be in that historic structure. For the Trinity, we've got minimal plan changes because we're gonna continue to use that beautiful reading room for council chambers as well for the courts. And we have successfully separated the police from the courts facilities. The other updates to Trinity mostly involve removal of the stacks as well, an elevator for accessibility up to that reading room and accessible restrooms. Including a security checkpoint at that building as well. For the Heman Park Community Center, just overarching, we've made accessibility upgrades to entries, restrooms, and break areas throughout that facility. As well for the public works facilities, upgrades to plumbing facilities and break areas. So we've really taken a good mind toward accessibility with all of these upgrades. And including to the Centennial Commons, there's no accessibility upgrades there, but we did recommend some cosmetic upgrades for just kind of work environment, so maybe some acoustic ceiling tiles, things like that. So to note, for each of these buildings in our cost estimate, include some high level assumptions for general updates, repairs, finishes, HVAC, and lighting. And you'll see here, we did break out the cost estimates by building. So you see City Hall is separate from the annex from Trinity. So each of those are listed per building. I think that will help establish priorities, phasing. We can look at this in any number of ways what comes first. I think that's going to be an important discussion to have next. With the total cost for all facilities right in the range of about $29 million. We did break out the site work for the City Hall campus separate from the buildings in this phase, just to acknowledge it was hard to assign it to one building or another because it was going to be part of a campus-wide intervention. And so it's that parking is needed to support Trinity Annex and City Hall. So we separated it out, understanding that it's kind of a shared requirement for those three buildings. And that's really the meat of it. I think what we were hoping with wrapping up the completion of our scope was to really kind of give you guys really good tools to make decisions and to think about what the next steps are for these facilities.
Yeah, done with sharing the screen, or will we leave what?
Mayor, that concludes the presentation.
Thank you.
So they could take down the screen share. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Prior to going much further, I believe it is appropriate for there to be a motion to accept this city space needs analysis schematic design deliverables. I believe that was the request of the city manager. And then we can have any number of questions and discussions by members of council, both with the folks from HOK and Trivers, also with our colleagues and staff members. So is there a motion to accept? Motion to accept by Mr. McMahon, and there is a second by Mr. Hales. Are there questions or comments by members of council, either to staff through the city manager or to our outside consultants? Mr. Smotherson.
Well, I want to start with the first question, and that is, where does this lead us to? Because I'm kind of curious in that, this plan is fine, but my point, that the thing that I'm left with questions is, where are we headed and what's the next step? But before we and that's what I don't really understand, because one of the things that I'm not quite sure about, and I think that there might be some other questions too, but I'll just leave it at this. I'm left with the question of what you've done with this analysis and this schematic is exactly what I've been asking from the very beginning. What would a new build look like? What's the cost of the new build and a renovation of the annex and Trinity building? And that's where I'm left with. I think that this leaves me without answers. And this is exactly what I've been asking for. And I'm not sure why we don't have that information and how we got to just this specific thing and direction. And I'm not quite sure how we got there. So again, my question is, I would actually like to see this, that we delay any vote or any motion on any movement on this until we get all of the information that I need to be able to do the job as a city councilman for the residents that I represent, because there are questions that are asked of me that I can't answer. And again, one of those questions is, what's the new build cost? What's the difference between what you're planning here, what we have in front of us, and what that new build would look like? And I can't answer that question. And I think this is not sufficient enough for me to do that. So until we do that, I'd like to see that happen. And I'd like this council to actually, if necessary, I'll make a motion that we delay this until we can direct or ask to have the city manager, have Trevor's do a full schematic analysis of what that new build would look like and the cost of that and the renovation of the Trinity building and annex.
So within that question, you're actually making a motion?
I'm actually making a motion, yes.
And
if I need to repeat it again, what I'm asking is that we delay any action on this until we have the schematics and analysis of a new police station and the renovation of the annex, meaning without the police department in the annex, renovation of the Trinity building, and again, a renovation of City Hall. I'd like a complete analysis of that before we move forward with this, because again, this is so directed in one way that it leaves me unable to answer questions.
Okay, let's All right, let's do first things first. We have a motion made by Council Member Smotherson to delay. Is there a second to that motion?
So just on the delay. No. Okay, I will second that.
So now the discussion we can go relatively broadly on this, but a motion to delay this, I think it's going to basically be the same type of discussion, I believe, almost inversely, that was going to have on the motion to accept it. So as the presiding officer, I'm kind of happy to go ahead and let this conversation go any number of ways prior to, since we have a motion on the floor and it began with a question. I don't know if Mr. Rose would like to answer the question first, or if you'd rather council members dive right in.
Honorable Mayor and council members, I'm comfortable in responding to the Mayor Pro Tem's question. One has to do with, it was kind of twofold. One was, what are the next steps, as I understand it? And also, as a part of that, how did we arrive where we are today? So I'm gonna go with the latter one first, which is, how did we get here? It was several months ago that the Mayor and Council approved an agreement with Trevor's to conduct the space needs analysis for the organization. And that was divided in most of the reports that were given based upon city management areas and police department. And so as a part of that contract that was approved, included in that contract was a scope. And what is being proposed tonight is that we simply close out that project by accepting the report, because they have, at the conclusion of this presentation, they will have met all of their obligations for that particular agreement that they have with us. So that was the reason for that. The first question was kind of, what is the next step in the process? And the next step in the process, this was all aimed at identifying the projects that were needed to improve the organization, police operations, public works, community development, and so forth. So what were the space needs for each of those areas? But all of them targeted at, how do we improve operations more broadly? It is unlikely that the city would be able to afford the $29 million just based upon the revenue stream that exists today. And so it's likely, I won't say definite at this point because there's more analysis that's needed, but it's likely that a general obligation bond is going to be needed. So the Mayor and Council, the next step, if you accept this report, will be to have a discussion with you regarding, what are the projects that you would like to see funded? Removing the question of whether it's a GO bond or whether it's some that you try to fund within the revenue stream that you have today. But what are just the projects? What are your priorities that you would like to advance? And we will use the list that Trivers has created to start that discussion. Now, if there is a desire to expand that list to a new facility, which was outside of Trivers' scope, then I would be asking you to allow me to work with Trivers to create a scope for that new project and bring that information back to you for consideration. So the next step is to evaluate the projects, that list that Trivers has provided to us tonight, to have a discussion with the Mayor and Council regarding the priorities, and then for you to give me direction on how to proceed. Does that make sense? And does that, Mayor Pro Tem, respond to at least the two questions, I believe, that you have?
Yes, sir. That does.
Yeah, I think Mr. Clay has his hand up. Mr. Clay.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. So this is a procedural question. What exactly so acceptance just means we're accepting it. It is not, because typically we vote something up or down, there's an action associated with it. Acceptance is just, what does that mean exactly?
For the purposes of Trivers, it means they get their final paycheck. But for us, in all practical, I was just going to say, what it does is just closes out that project for them, indicating that they have met all of the obligations of the agreement that they have with us.
Mr. Clay, that's a great question, because different administrations do it different ways.
Yes.
It wasn't always the case with the previous administration or the one before that we accepted the, it just wasn't always the case, but Mr. Rose has typically wanted to have the acceptance of the report so that then final payment goes out to the consultant.
Okay.
But yeah.
And I want to make sure that we distinguish between acceptance and approved, because the next step, I will be asking you to approve projects for what I believe will be a general obligation bond. That we're not there. We're just trying to close out this part of the
Okay. I think where some of the confusion lies for me with this process is this. So the spacing needs study was actually contemplated in 2018. It was presented as part of the work plan, and it was actually scheduled to take place in fiscal year 19. So that's something that's always just going to happen. If the police weren't in trailers, this would just kind of be a process that kind of happens in the course of the evaluation as part of the work plan of our facilities. The police that being in the trailers has added a degree of urgency and almost creates a separate process. And I think what's been confusing for me is there's not been a clear articulation of that separate process. The space needs study happens and is inclusive of the police station, but is not exclusively designed to just address the police station. It's meant to appropriately address all our facilities. And so as we think about the police station specifically, I think that's where an exploration of a new build comes in. And that actually, we actually started down that road September 9th of 2019. We had an initial evaluation, for lack of a better term, from Trivers, and included in that was a feasibility analysis. It was actually slide 11. It gave three different scenarios. One of them was build an all new building. Now I realized in the scope, we focused kind of on this narrow space needs study, which again was always contemplated in the work plan for public works. It was always a part of that. But I think for the police station specifically, there's a separate course of work that needs to take place that includes the exploration of a new facility. So I think the work done here is appropriate. I think there's a lot of value to it, but I don't think it's sufficient to ultimately answer the question about the police station. So I would support delaying. Understanding what acceptance means changes my thinking on this specific item. If it is about payment and closing it out, which again, different administrations and frankly, different bodies handle this differently. I don't want to hold a payment to a vendor who has done the work. But what I don't want to do is say that this is the plan for the police station without doing the work of exploring what a new station could look like, at least the cost. And we had an estimation of $18 million, which I don't know if Ms. Tremper can tell us if that included land acquisition cost as well. And forgive me if I mispronounced your name.
It's okay. It's Tremper.
Tremper.
E is silent. Yep. And so the previous study, as I understood it, did not include land acquisition. It was purely building construction costs.
So that's interesting. So it seems to me there has been some work done. So adding a scope that includes the evaluation of a new building could build on what has already been done. Now, that was a broad estimate. We know that, as all the ones that were presented at the time. So I don't see us having to delay significantly, because I know that's the concern. If we were to ask for this additional piece of information, which I believe to be critical. So that's my comment. I'll turn over to others now.
To my colleagues, who else has a question or comment they would like to make at this time? Mr. Hales.
Thank you. So, and I appreciate the comments of my colleagues from the Third Ward. I guess I get back to, I have always looked at this from the beginning as a space needs. And I think it hasn't really been talked about, but we have space needs in terms of the organization, and then we have facilities needs in terms of the buildings we have. And for me right now, I think what you're asking for, and I appreciate what you're asking for in terms of a different option. What I've heard pretty consistently from the consultants is that the city does actually have all the space that is needed for the entire organization. I did appreciate the incredible detail, whether it was Heman Park Community Center, Centennial Commons, the garage. I mean, they really went through everything. But I'm kind of stuck at the point that we have, you know, 36,000 square feet that we own, and we have a building that we, and I say we, the taxpayers, all of us own, that needs attention now. And that's just the annex. And then there's the library, which has been sitting basically vacant for 35 or 40 years for the most part, which also needs attention and has for some time. So if we're going to expand this and consider, you know, looking at building a new station, I would like the need for a new police station, a new build, that need to be demonstrated, because we just hired a consultant to evaluate what we have, what we need, and we have the space. And I also want to say, I think, you know, there's some probably disagreement about what direction we want to go on this between us. I think we all agree that we want our police department, all of our police officers, all of the staff in that department, to have a state-of-the-art facility that is safe and that everyone can feel proud of to walk into and work at. But I just need to see or hear, like, what are we going to do with that if it's not used for the purpose for which we need the most space? And outside of the fire department, I think the police department is the largest department in the city, requiring the most space. So,
comments or questions by members of council? Mr. McMahon, and then I know then Mr. Smotherson wants to speak again, but if other members have not spoken, please let me know. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. Just my thoughts on this, and I think they might parallel Mr. Hales, is just that's what we did. We asked the question, what are the roles and the needs to fulfill the role of government? What space do we need? And the answer would have come back, you need to acquire new land and build a new structure on it, would have been an answer in this space needs study if we needed it. that answer came back as you don't, that there was no answer in that regard. We don't need to buy new land, acquire land in any fashion, and build a new building. So it doesn't, to me, that question is answered. In this process, it was urgent since the day the annex was condemned. And we've been trying to get there at some point. So I don't know if adding another study on is going to move this forward. But in that regard, if we're going to go down that path, I think a lot more needs to be done than simply what will a new build cost? Because we have to define what that means. What does it mean when we say cost of land acquisition? We have to identify sites that are possible. Are we removing some from the tax rolls? Are we not? How will that removing new land or putting it in a new place impact economic development? Those questions aren't, would have to be looked at. To what purpose are we going to put empty rooms to after that we build this new building? Because we can't have a plan to say, renovate the annex, but I don't know what we're renovating it for. Renovate part of City Hall, but we don't know what we're renovating it for. That's going to take time to develop all of that and further push this back. It was back in June that we had this, I think, the same discussion, and it wasn't brought before council by any motion to do that, and that's 5 months. So it all this would be, there'd be a lot, there's a lot more to be involved than just the cost of a new build. It's going to be a big, deep dive to get there, when the answer from the space needs study, the way I see it, is we don't need to build a new building and we don't need to acquire new land. We have it. We need to renovate it, but we can do what we need to do right here and not abandon the Civic Plaza to move it someplace else. It's just, that's how I see this methodically working to that result. Thank you.
I'm just looking at my colleagues from the second ward before I go out around for a second bite of the apple, but hearing none from the second, let's go to Mr. Smotherson. You were first, I believe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor Crow. I hate to be contrary, but I'll say this. There was never a question asked about, we never asked that question about whether we needed a new build or not. What I mean by that is this. This Trevor study has been dwindled down and directed so much so that, because I've never said anything different, I've always asked for the analysis, the look at a new police station. And we didn't ask that question. That question was never asked. What I mean by that is this, Councilman McMahon says that there was never anything directed to answer the question of whether we could build a new and where would that location be? Because the way that this study has been directed, it's taken, removed all of those options. And it dwindled down. First, there were three options, then it was two options, and now we're at one option. And that's and so again, the question was never answered whether we could build new, whether we should build new. That has never been answered. And if you can show me in any notation or anything in the archives or anything about previous meetings where that was addressed, please show me, because it has never been addressed whether to build new or not, and look at that and look deeply into that. We've eliminated that completely. And again, the other thing is that the need is not the annex and Trinity building right now. The need is the police station. That's the need. That again is what's on a timetable. The Trinity and Annex, as has been stated before, that can happen at a certain given point in time based on this council. But the real need is the police station. And the police station has nothing to do with the Annex and nothing to do with the Trinity building. It doesn't necessarily have to do anything with those. But you know, and I understand, you know, I understand what, you know, the plan from Trevor's is great, wonderful. It is, it's nice. And it has some aspects in it that I appreciate. So I don't have a problem with that. Again, the question that I've asked and the question I've always asked, and it may take a deep dive, and absolutely correct in that, what is it, what is the cost of building new? What is the cost of looking at the annex in a different manner? And again, I'm sorry to say, there are things that can be moved into the annex. There are things that can be moved into the Trinity building because that's already reflected in the Trevor's study. And they can be, you can fill those two buildings with what we have right now.
Okay. Ms. Klein, Mr. Clay, since Ms. Klein has not spoken, I'm going to swing to her.
That's fine. That's fine.
Ms. Klein.
I just wanted to say that I disagree a little bit with Mr. Smotherson in terms of that this has nothing to do with the annex or the Trinity building, because I really think that we have, you know, we have two objectives here. And the most important objective is to have a state-of-the-art place for our police department and have somewhere that they can feel proud of and feel good about. But we also have an objective to be as efficient as we can as a government and to utilize our space in the best way that we can. And, you know, in looking at what the work that we've already done in this, in the, for the city, for City Hall, and the work that we can do moving forward, Trivers has presented us a plan where we can do both in the way that I see it. And so, you know, while I understand, you know, wanting to look at another option, I also think, you know, it's expensive to do these kind of studies, and we don't know exactly how we're going to utilize the space that we have the best. I mean, maybe we can put other things in there, but are we going to be the most efficient, utilize it in the best way, in a better way than what Trivers has presented us with? And I think that's a question that we need to keep discussing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So a couple of things to my colleagues' comments. You know, as it relates to, you know, what could be done, you know, say the police go elsewhere, what could be done with the buildings? Well, I think that's what you have a consultant for. I don't think any of us necessarily would have conceived of the fifth floor of City Hall being an event space. The consultants brought that forward. That's what they're there to do, so they could inform us as to how things could be utilized or utilized differently in light of the police station going somewhere, if that were deemed something that could be done. Second, I think what the space needs study looks at, it is looking just at space, functionality. Can people work here or not? It is not comprehensive in that it looks at community needs. We have to understand where University City is headed. Olive is rapidly becoming, with Olive and 170, more of a locus of our economic activity. That's where our growth is. Not that Del Mar is not important, it always will be, but that's where our growth is. That's where the future of University City really lies in terms of any sort of meaningful business expansion, expansion of all kinds of things, housing, other things. And so in that, on Olive is really where the action is. And so when we think about community needs beyond just, you know, can Mr. Johnson work in this office here? I mean, that's important, but I think our purview is bigger than just the mechanics of cubicle moving. We need to be thinking comprehensively about the entire community, where the community is headed. And the police play such an integral role in that, because as we all know, if you aren't addressing crime, a Costco doesn't matter. We all know that. If people don't feel safe in a community, it doesn't matter what else happens. And so the police play a unique role in the overall vitality and the development of the community. So I think where they're housed is as much about function as it is about perception and placement within the community. Finance can go anywhere. It really can. The police department, I think, takes more thought and consideration. And so that's why you look at all options with something as significant as the police. And so as it relates to the work of study, I mean, we're not at a point of breaking ground on anything at any point. And so I think there is time to do this, given some groundwork has already been done because a new build option was presented to us. And I think it would be easy for Trivers to leverage the work they've already put in to figure out, okay, Mr. Johnson doesn't go here now, he goes in this building. I don't see that as a difficult task for them. So I think it's an opportunity to think a little bit bigger, which is our purview. Natural forces will constrain us. They always do. But let's not constrain ourselves, and let's think about the community needs beyond just where Mr. Johnson can go.
I could chime in here. I've listened to most everyone. I'd like to give my perspective. And regardless of which way we go, to all the members of this body, first off, I think we all take great interest in our community's needs and concerns. And no matter how we go forward with this, we are likely proposing the largest single bond issue in the history of our city. So before we start adding things on, I think we need to recognize no matter how we go, this is the largest bond issue probably ever proposed. I also would like to say that I think you've got to go back to the study though and say, we had a space needs analysis, which included all the departments, including the police department. And they said we had plenty of space for what we've got. And no one still has told me then why we need to ask our taxpayers for more money to build new when we already have enough space. If you request another session for or another study for a new police station, someone still has to tell me, and they still haven't, what is the purpose and or the cost of what's going to happen in the old building and the cost of the new. If the cost of the new is $10 million and you've already got $29 million, you already took your bond issue up to nearly $40 million. With a building you're not sure how you're going to repurpose. I also think we've got to recognize yet again that the Annex and Trinity are part of the historic plaza. Anything that happens in there that is not of a municipal purpose is not only going to take a vote of the people, but it is also going to have to be acceptable to the trustees of U Heights. And I believe that any number of you know what happened the last time someone was going to build a parking garage close to the neighborhood of U Heights. So please understand, taking any part of Historic Plaza in a different direction is something that has an awful lot of teeth to it. Every member of council was invited to view two different police stations. One was Clayton. One was Creve Coeur. A couple of us visited both of them. All for whoever saw both Clayton and Creve Coeur, both saw state of the art police stations. One in a rehab, one in a new. Doesn't make one better, doesn't make one worse. What it tells us is that both can be done. The question was asked by, I believe, one of my colleagues that said, we've never had a study just on building new. Well, what I would say to you is you have to convince your colleagues then to fund it. And you will not get my vote to fund a new study unless you tell me how we're going to take care of the old building. Because I do not want to have the responsibility of a building that has not been rehabbed and we go build new. and then say we're going to have an event space. No offense to my colleagues, but having an event space on the fifth floor is about as far down my priority list as I could ever imagine. It is how do we live within the means, because none of this is just our money. It is the people who elected us. And to go to the voters for a $30 million, a $25 million bond issue, and then have to justify that we're building something new, but we have a space study that is on record that says that we had enough space, I think would cause an awful lot of our taxpayers to pause. So tonight's action is just to accept the report, but I'm very pleased that we're having this conversation because we need to have this conversation. It's clear we're not all on the same page and we recognize that, but we are having this conversation. And again, I am saying to all of you on either side of this, if you're wanting us to spend more money for something new, you've got to show me where we need it, how we pay for it, and what we do with what we already have. Otherwise, I can't go with you. I can't. It doesn't make sense to me. Mr. Clay. Yeah.
So as it relates to the police fitting in the annex, I mean, we knew that because they did. And it was in less space. So, I mean, you could somewhat make an argument like we didn't need Trivers to tell us that. We knew they could fit in there. I think what I'm saying is let's at least get the information. Whether we move forward or not, I think will be determined by the data that we get. But given the generational nature of this decision, I think it's best to spend a smaller amount of money to get all the information and be able to say to our public, to our citizens, we will have to go to the fund this. You know what? We beat all the bushes. We looked at everything. This is the best option of everything we looked at. I think there's value in being able to say that. And again, you know, the space needs study was always contemplated as more of a functional look at our space needs. I don't see it as ever being the thing that would determine where the police station would go. I always contemplated, and that was part of the challenge, is the process wasn't clearly laid out because we were doing two things. We were looking at the police station, but we're also looking at Centennial Commons, which one is clearly more urgent and frankly, I think more in some ways vital to the health of the city versus another that, you know, we want to get to, we need to address, but not right now. So that to me, so in terms of what do we do with the other buildings? I mean, certainly I have ideas, but I think that can be part of what we look at. And again, Trivers, I think, has laid the groundwork. I am not certainly talking about, I don't believe anyone else is, some commercial use for our historic plot buildings and our historic plaza. No, and I don't think efficiency and at least exploring a new build are mutually exclusive concepts. I think we can get there, and I think a consultant helps you do that, as they helped us do this.
I have a couple of questions something I'd like to reply to. And the first is that I agree that Olive is important to us. I think going Olive to Del Mar is kind of interesting. I think we could also go east to west. We have more development going west than we have going east. So I'm not sure that the idea of being on Olive or being on Del Mar is as much of an issue. We could go a totally different logic and go east to west, but I still want to come back to my colleagues. And unless I'm wrong, no one during this entire process has given us any viable options for the use of Trinity or the annex, unless it's for our employees and it's for our functions of government. During all of our conversations with all the people we've talked about, And by the way, no one can say that we haven't all talked about this, because we have. No one has come up with any other use, particularly one that is going to take taxpayer money, and redo a building after we've built a new one for some purpose that yet no one has said what it is. I mean, there really is a parallel to some of the claims that are going on right now of this is what's happening in the election. Now, we can't prove any of it, but this is what's happening. My thought is, where are we on this? If we've had this much time, if we don't use the space we've got and redo it, what are we going to use it for? And no one's ever seen, said anything viable, ever.
Well, again, Mayor,
well, just that's what conversation.
A consultant does, though. We aren't, no one here on council is qualified to really answer that question. Just as we didn't know things about our buildings that were possible prior to Trivers doing their work. I mean, no one could have, we aren't space needs professionals. We couldn't have conceptualized that. So I think it's what you ask is a fair question, but I think you're asking it to the wrong people.
Well, I'm not sure I'm asking to the wrong people, but okay. I believe Mr. Smotherson was next, and then we'll do Ms. Klein and Mr. McMahon. Mr. Well, Smotherson.
Yes, sir. You know, what I will actually say is, let me say this first. None of what I'm suggesting is about changing Civic Plaza. And I'm not trying to, and the other point that I want to make is that Civic Plaza will stay the same because it'll still serve as a government center other than having the police in Civic Plaza. But the other thing is that I don't believe in trying to scare people. I believe in what Mr. Councilmember Clay said, and that is, it's information. I'd like to have the information. I want to see, I don't want to be scared into thinking, oh, it's too much. I don't know that. I want to know that it's too much. I want to be presented with the facts that this is what it costs to build, this is what it costs to renovate. Now, the other point that I'd like to make is, it's very simple. We have everything we need in City Hall to fill the annex. We're talking about a building. We have everything we need. And again, that's what Trevor's is for. That's what that's what their job is, to tell us if the suggestions that we've made and I've made, we have everything. We can feel, we can put everything we need into the annex, because there's a big difference. There's a big difference in that we have two buildings with fill instead of, and then have two floors. It's nothing to fill up two floors. It's an issue of filling up two buildings. We have everything we need right here in City Hall to fill up those two buildings, because we have everything we need in this city in reference to commission meetings, in reference to the council going to the Trevor's building. We have everything we need to fill up the annex. And believe it or not, this has been talked about with department people that work in those departments that actually thought it was a great idea to shift everything down into the annex and the Trinity building. So again, I'm interested in information. I'm not interested in scaring people and thinking that, oh, this is too much. No, all I want is the information, because I don't honestly believe, if done correctly by Trevor's or whoever, that it will not cost, the cost may not be that much difference. And I do understand and absolutely respect the citizens' tax, the taxpayers that pay the money, and we're using their money. I'm trying to give them the broadest look at fulfilling, looking at the future, not retreating back to the past, but to look at the future and to prepare for that future and be leaders in developing on Olive, be leaders in developing on Del Mar, because we're on Del Mar, we're always waiting for somebody else to do it. Well, here's our chance. Here's our chance. We have a historic building that has that no one has. We have a historic City Hall, and we're not utilizing that history. We're not taking advantage of that history. And there are things that can fill two floors. We have enough to fill up two buildings.
Is next, I believe.
Well, my question was, if we're going to direct Trevor's to do another study, what are we going to direct them to put into the annex and the Trinity building? And Wayne kind of mentioned some ideas that he has of what we could put in there. But, you know, again, I keep coming back to the $10 million renovation, 15 years ago or 14 years ago to the City Hall. And, you know, to say that we can fit everything, including what's in the City Hall and what's in the police station and all the departments that we need based on the Trivers study, then it doesn't make sense to me that then we're going to spread what we have out over all those buildings and then build a police station. Because then we're stretching everything really thin rather than being as efficient as this plan shows.
Mr. McMahon was next, I believe.
Mayor, you're doing it again, I'm sorry.
Mr. McMahon, sorry.
Thank you, Mayor. And I think Councilmember Klein's comments are pretty much mirrored with mine. If the answer is we're gonna take all the government functions and spread them between City Hall and the annex, and we're not gonna be doing commercial things or attractions, but we're gonna be doing the primary function of government in our Civic Plaza, we're gonna have a lot of empty space if the police aren't there. If what I'm hearing is something other than that there would be other things to fill two floors that aren't the primary functions of government, I don't know what those are yet. And I still haven't heard them. So I'm not sure where that was headed. And I'm not sure when we're asked, we just want the information. I'm not sure what that means. What information? Just the cost of a new build? Or are we going to talk about, like I said before, land acquisition, economic impact of putting a police station in your main economic drive area? So you want to put the police station next to Costco? I mean, what's the impact of that? Does putting a police station draw more businesses in when you do that? I don't know the answer, but it sounds like that's what they're asking. It doesn't seem to make sense to me when we've got a place that's our center of government that can house this as it stands. But that's how I see it.
Mr. Clay, I believe you're next.
Yes, thank you. Again, I think the questions of what could go there and how it could fit aren't questions for us, because when we first began this journey, the space needs study, that question was never posed to council because that's what you have a consultant for. I mean, it was never like, well, we need to use the Trinity building. Let's council think of what could go there. Like that was never our charge. That's the charge of the consultants. And so I think they could do that again. You know, I've said this before, this is a 50-year decision we're making. I don't think it injures the process significantly to figure out, okay, what would it take to build in a new location to build new? If it turns out it's some astronomical figure, then I will be the first to say, that's not a road we should travel down. But it's a 50-year decision. I mean, we will likely, you know, barring some miracle, not even be here when this really gets taken up again. I don't mean here on council, simply. So I think another, looking at our options for a decision this significant, I don't see that as unreasonable. I just really don't.
Well, here you have before you a motion to delay, and I believe, I apologize, Mr. Hales, I didn't see your hand. Sorry.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I do want to agree with Councilmember Clay. This is a, I would argue, potentially more than 50-year decision. This is very much a generational decision. But I also want to address the issue of leadership, and this will be my last comment in this go-round. To me, leadership is about taking care of what you have. And that has not happened, I think, through no part of this administration or this council, but that is what has happened to the facilities that we have, that we own, that all of our constituents and taxpayers, we own it. And, you know, I think one of the other questions that I have about looking at a potential new build is, what is our annual ongoing operational costs, maintenance costs of these facilities that we have now that require annual maintenance on a yearly basis and need to be heated, need to be functioning? And what would that of a new building be? I personally don't share Councilmember Clay's perspective on the space needs analysis. I think the space needs analysis for me and my recollection of the entire process was, what are the needs of the city and what is the space that we have? And if we didn't have enough space for the functions of the police department, or if that building that they were formerly in, the annex, is not something that was conducive for a modern police department to function in, or was not capable of being made into a state-of-the-art facility that a modern police department could function in, that they would have told us that. In terms of the cost of a new build, very early on in this process, I recall, I think it was Trivers that gave a rough estimate of 18, 19 million dollars for a new build, which I think was just the cost of the construction without any land acquisition. Now, to me, that was very interesting because I followed this process 5 years ago, and 5 years ago, that was almost precisely the number that the former consultant gave for a new build. So that to me is kind of validating that a new police station that would be 36,000 square feet is probably going to cost in that vicinity in terms of the dollar amount. And I'm stuck with, I think, a number of my colleagues on, if 36,000 square feet, I mean, the annex, and I'm sure somebody can chime in, the annex is half of that roughly, and I'm sorry, the city hall is roughly half of that, 18,000. I mean, it's substantially less. And so we're talking about how to repurpose a space that I think is roughly twice the size of the existing city hall to spread all of that out. And as I read the report and look at everything that we've all received, like, there's just nothing that suggests that the city has a need. And I liken this to, there has to be a plan, and somebody has to come up with not just a want, but a need. Because I think if we were in Chesterfield, we could, and had their tax base, we could talk about all kinds of wants, but we're in U City and we have needs. And I think we have to be very realistic about this. And I think we have to pay the tax, pay attention and be very concerned with our taxpayers. And I just want to say, like, I have no interest in scaring people. I just want explanations that I can reconcile and make sense in terms of how are we going to take care of this? Because this is a generational decision. This is frankly a multi-generational decision. And I think this is a generational decision about two buildings that have incredible needs that the city has owned for a very long time. And to me, the question is, are we going to kick that can to the next generation, or are we going to address these needs that have been absolutely needed for many, many years? So I respect everybody's input and comments, but I just wanted to share those final words.
We've kind of bit this apple several times. Who wants to speak again? Mr. Smotherson.
I'll end it with this, and I just wanted to say, to answer Councilmember Hale's question about maintenance and all that wonderful, good and great stuff, we're doing that right now with the trailers. We're doing that now. We're paying the extra costs for the trailers, the maintenance, the heating, the whatever, the electrical, buying a generator. We're doing that right now with the trailers. So it's like having that separate building already. But you know, the question that we keep skipping around, and it's there's something that we're not addressing. You know, you ask the question of cost and all of that. And I don't know if this is the appropriate place to discuss that, because there are things that can happen in the annex. There are things that can happen in the Trinity building. But again, and there's a discussion about cost we're not addressing, because one of the things that I would actually say to this council is, how did the fire station get to Vernon and Westgate? You know, because we haven't addressed that. Again, what's the answer? WashU, which we have not addressed. And so you talk about cost and how we adjust that. We've got Prop P funding. We haven't addressed WashU. So there are things and partnerships and discussions that we haven't done. I don't know if this is the time. And that's why I haven't mentioned that, but I'm saying to you, you know, there are things we have not discussed about this. So I just wanted to leave it at that. But the last thing that I will say, and then I'll leave it alone. The problem that I'm having is that, as the city manager stated, the next step is to approve projects. If that list doesn't include this, then to me, that list is incomplete. If all that list contains is what Trevor's is presenting today, that list to me is incomplete. So again, he's saying approve projects. So you're presenting Trevor's plan. So we have to take just that and approve projects. And that's the problem that I'm having. So I'm done.
Thank you. A couple of things as we close this out, and I think comments are probably I think we all know how the fire station got taken care of at Vernon. We were recipients of funds from the administration that wanted to jumpstart the economy, and WashU leased the land to us for, I think, 99 years. So I think we understand that. I don't know that any of us want to go asking WashU for land for a new police station, but that could be a totally different discussion. What I would say to my colleagues who are proposing for there to be further study is, I think the answer to a further study would be, if you want to have further study, it would behoove you to convince your colleagues that they want a further study. And that's just, to me, that's the practical side of this, is that if there's to be more study, then I hope there's more dialogue between all of my colleagues about this issue, and then that step could be taken. But there's got to be some convincing that goes on to have more study. So we have a motion to delay on the floor. It was made and seconded. Since we've had this go so long, I think we've had enough discussion. I think we probably ought to just do a roll call vote on the motion to delay. There's a motion to delay item number I-1. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll? Mr. Clay.
Mayor, very quickly, before you go into it, and just to be clear, if this did not pass, it would affect potentially the payment to the way we have our system structure to Trivers.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, let me talk with Sinan if I could have him chime in. That's the way it typically works, that the final payment isn't made until the project is closed out. The structure here may be different though, so I wanna make sure we're giving you good information. Mr. Applesson, has the final payment been made to Trivers?
No, not yet.
So that is correct. We would not make that final payment until the project closes out.
Okay.
And before you, the motion to delay. So if you're voting in favor, you're voting in favor to delay the motion. Ms. Reese.
Councilmember McMahon.
Nay.
Councilmember Hales.
Nay.
Councilmember Cusick.
Nay.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Nay.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Mayor Crowe?
Motion to delay. The motion to delay has failed. We'll now move forward with the motion that is on the floor. Motion to accept the Trivers report, I-1. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Nay.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you very much. And again, to all of my colleagues, I want to express again how professional and collegial everyone is as we go through a very tough situation and address it in a professional way. And as always, I think we are all willing to have additional discussions as we move forward. We now have before us under new business bill number 9415. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Cusick, thank you very much. Let's see. Do we have the first reading? Oh, I need a second. Did I have a second on that? I apologize. A second. I think it was Mr. McMahon. Ms. Reese, would you have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management.
Thank you very much. We'll now move into council reports and businesses. Are there reports of members of council regarding any of the commissions for which they are responsible? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Wanted to report out on the Green Practices Commission. Excuse me, at the last meeting, the key presentation was from Washington University on sustainability. And it was interesting. It was a professor and students talking about sustainability practices within University City. We have been largely the work of Ms. Director Wendt or Manager Wendt, and in the Green Practices Commission, we are truly taking on some issues related to green practices. I think a lot of other communities aren't even beginning to talk about. So I think we certainly should be lauded for those efforts. Recycling continues to be a real challenge. We've heard something a little bit about that in council. Actually, we've heard a couple of presentations about that in council. And so I would continue to say to our residents, if you are unsure whether something should go in the recycling bin, just don't put it in there. Because we would rather have it go into the trash than have, you know, a batch of recycling contaminated. So if you're not sure, just throw it in the trash. I think certainly we can all perhaps take some steps to get educated on what's appropriate and what's not. But look, I do it in my house. If I don't really know, I just put it in the garbage.
Same words I say to my kids. So thank you, Stacy, for reinforcing that. Other comments? I've got the street naming task force, which has met again, continues to move through. I will applaud all of you for the members that you have named to this commission. They have taken this task upon with a level of interest and a seriousness that should impress everyone. You may not know this, but every member of the commission takes a different two or three streets every single before every meeting and does independent research and brings it back to then report on what streets are controversial or not. And candidly, sometime we should all get together and let them report about all the history of all these streets, because you'd be amazed at the how the names came about on so many of the different streets in University City. So I commend them very much for the work that they're doing. Anything else for commissions and reports? Hearing nothing, council comments. Council comments, Mr. Hales.
Thank you. So I noticed I got the latest issue of Roars, and I just wanted to say that it was absolutely full of incredibly useful information. It's one of the better Roars I've seen, and also I thought Councilmember Clay's Council Corner was excellent. And then separately, as we're kind of wading through COVID and record numbers of infections and hospitalizations, I did just want to reach out and just publicly state to all of our police officers, firefighters, and then residents who are first responders and doctors and nurses. Thank you.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to make the announcement because there won't be another council meeting before this event happens. I want to thank the approval and the help with this from our city manager. On December 5th, there is going to be COVID-19 testing by, and this is coming from the University Township Democratic Organization, and that is on our parking lot at the Centennial Commons building. And again, COVID testing and the requirements, proof of identification, health insurance, if applicable, no out-of-pocket costs, and all are welcome. And again, that's happening in New City on our parking lot at Centennial Commons, December 5th. Again, thank you.
Yep. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'd like to kind of piggyback on what Councilmember Hale said about thanking first responders. I think we also need to thank those people that are out there making sure that businesses stay open and are operational. And I'm thinking mostly those people that are working in grocery stores and the pharmacies, gasoline stations, and people that provide emergency services to come to our homes for electrical or plumbing. We need to thank those people as well. I'm constantly amazed at when we go to the grocery store and the grocery stores are keeping up with making sure that they're adequately stocked, that we have food, that there's not a shortage of food, and that we are protected. And I would also like to say that, unfortunately, in the United States last week, we reached a marker of, in the midst of this pandemic, where over 250,000 Americans have lost their lives. And apparently we are sliding back into some of the worst times of this pandemic. Going forward, St. Louis County and St. Louis City are going to be enacting more stricter protocols to protect people. We're going into the holiday season, especially Thanksgiving, the time of year when we get together with our loved ones, our families, and our friends. And just remind people, stay safe out there, wear masks, practice social distancing. Think twice about how many of those parties that you have to go to and those holiday events that you have to attend, and just be smart about what's going on out there, because more and more people are getting infected, and it's even happening in St. Louis County. So just a reminder, everyone, please stay safe and practice safely out there.
Hearing nothing else, we do not have a need for an executive session, I believe, this evening. So if we could have a motion to adjourn, it would be greatly appreciated. Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Ms. Klein. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you very much to everyone. Have a safe and enjoyable holiday. Thank you.
Thank you.